Both candidates are Democrats. There's no Republican in the race. Senator Harp won the Democratic primary in September. Justin Ellicker is one of those she defeated, and he's now running as an independent. His hope is to cobble together enough votes from those who supported him in the primary, plus disaffected Democrats, as well as unaffiliated and independent voters.
Add in a touch of Republicans for good measure, and also some of the supporters of the folks who dropped out of the race. And if you work those numbers, there's plenty of room for us to win the election.
That's Andrew Zahner. He's an Ellicker supporter. He lives in the Alderman's East Rock district.
The whole point of Justin's campaign is to create a new Democratic Party in the city.
That's looking like a tall order in the heavily Democratic city. Over the weekend, the state Democratic Party establishment came out in force to stump for Harp at a raucous rally in her home ward. Governor Daniel Molloy was there, as were the state's two U.S. senators, Richard Blumenthal and Chris Murphy, and New Haven's Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro. Martin Looney is Democratic Majority Leader in the state Senate and Harp's New Haven colleague, who served with Harp in Hartford for the past 20 years. He touts what he calls Harp's experience in coalition building.
Somebody who is uniquely positioned to put together a consensus administration that will reflect every interest and all of the diversity in the city of New Haven, and she will certainly be making history as the first woman to become mayor of the city of New Haven.
Ellicker has sought to counter this narrative. Right up to their last televised debate on WTNH-TV on Sunday, Ellicker was attacking Harp over taxes owed the state by Harp's late husband's real estate business that's now run by her son.
It's important to pay your taxes. The state has a fiscal disaster in front of it, and Tony's family has not paid over $1 million in taxes to the state.
Harp vigorously responded.
I believe that this tax issue has been misrepresented. You know, my husband's tax issue had to do with how he allocated employees over a number of businesses, and he took the issue of allocating his employees all the way up to the Supreme Court. It took 8 years to do.
She says, unfortunately, her husband died 2.5 years ago before the issue was fully resolved. Ellicker also questions whether Harp's years of legislative experience will help with the executive function of running a city.
We want someone that can run New Haven. We don't want someone with the experience of writing checks from the Capitol. We're not running for governor. We're running for the city of New Haven.
Harp insists her experience from the state capitol is what's required for New Haven to progress.
We know we need jobs in this town. We know we need a better education in this town. We know we need to have safe streets. I can build the coalitions that can get us there. I have the relationships in Hartford to get us the resources that we need.
No matter who wins the mayor's race, Tuesday's election will mark a turning point in New Haven leadership. Because for the first time in 20 years, there'll be a new president at Yale University, a new school superintendent, and a new mayor. Ebong Udama, WSHN News.